The Devonport Cup is next Wednesday. It's the biggest sporting event on the northwest coast, and a few horses already nominated for it from previous wins, including the Longford Cup winner, which gets automatic selection into the Devonport Cup. Swoop Dog, trained by John Blacker at Longford, who joins me now. Good morning, John, and congratulations on your Longford Cup win.
Yeah, no, thanks for that. And, we had a good day that day. And, nice to win the hometown cup again. And, good result.
Well, it is a nice to win the hometown cup, as you're saying. You've got a very good record in the Longford Cup. Is that the fourth or fifth winner you've trained now?
That's the sixth time.
Six, wow.
Now.
Okay.
I've won that race, yeah. So six times now. So it was a good. And, we're already getting ready to try and go again next year.
Oh, that's great. Now, I watched the race and Swept Dog went to the front very early, I thought. Was that always the plan, or did you sort of have a minor panic attack when he went to the lead so early?
Look, he's a big striding horse, and his two runs in this time have been against the real smart weight for age sprinters, you know, and he needs to wind up a tad. I wasn't too concerned when he started rolling forward down past the 600 there, and I knew he'd be strong late, so yeah, just getting out, getting rolling, and he went well, and he recovered quickly after the race, and the hit out were doing the world good, ready for next Wednesday.
Yeah, look, his last couple hundred metres was very impressive to me, because as I said, for me, looking from the outside in, I thought he's gone too early. He looked like he might have been swamped on the home turn, but he found a second wind, didn't he?
Yeah, especially that last 50 metres, he got going again, and with the 10th, he may have just shied off him a tad there, but like I said, he was very strong last 50 metres, and he went well.
Must give you confidence going into the Devonport Cup, because it's the same distance, so that won't worry him too much?
No, he's been to Devonport before, and we got beat a nose last year in the Devonport Cup with that horse, so 12 months down the track, he's a bit more stronger and a lot more matured now, so he'll run a bottler again next Wednesday.
So the Devonport Cup, I think you've won it a couple of times. Was Dream Peddler your last one, or have you won it since then?
My brother Troy has.
Oh, Dream Peddler. My apologies. Yeah.
I've won it with the Quorum. I don't know. I think I might have won it three or four times myself, that cup down there. So, with the Quorum and other horses, Proudy also.
Yeah,
it's been a good race to us, yeah.
Yeah, and it's one that means a bit to you. Obviously, it's a big day for people on the northwest coast.
Oh, yeah, any race that's got a cup after, it's nice to win any cup, you know. So in the past, all our horses have gone well on Devonport Cup Day, and we've got a good record in it for the number of runners we've had in it. So looking forward to it, and I say that Swoop Dog will run a mighty race down there.
Okay, is he the only runner you've got in the cup?
No, we'll try and we'll have two, hopefully. Another horse called Argyle Beach that ran fourth in the Longford Cup.
Okay.
If he's going to start, he'll run, and he'll be a lightweight chance too.
I think the declarations will be like tomorrow on Sunday, so the barrier draw, is it important, given that it's only a 14-horse field?
Yeah, look, I'd rather see. Well, we won't worry Argyle Beach if he makes the field, what barrier he gets, because he's an on-pace runner. Swoop Dog, I'd like to see him draw Barrier Rise. I'd like to see him draw between 5 and 9.
Okay. You never know. Good luck with that. And
if he drew between 5 and 9, I reckon that'd be perfect for him.
Yeah, okay. Well, good luck with it. We'll know tomorrow. And Siggy Carr rode him brilliantly on the Longford Cup. She'll be riding again on Wednesday, will she?
Yeah, she'll take the ride on him, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, look, everything's heading in the right direction for you. He's peaked at the right time. It's looking pretty good. Good luck on Wednesday, John, and thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you very much.